Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our new daily morning podcast with a big news story. I'm Fatima Khan, senior correspondent at the Print, and I'm bringing you the story of Ahmed Patel, the veteran Congress leader and chief strategist who passed away in the wee hours of Wednesday, a little over a month after he contracted the coronavirus. The 71-year-old had been battling for his life in the ICU of Gurugram's Medanta Hospital, where he was admitted last week after his health deteriorated significantly. In a statement expressing grief on his demise, Congress Chief Sonia Gandhi said she has lost an irreplaceable comrade, a faithful colleague and a friend. Patel had earlier served as her political secretary. Rahul Gandhi called him a pillar of the Congress party and a tremendous asset. He lived and breathed Congress and stood with the party through its most difficult times, Gandhi wrote. The greater sentiment being echoed in all these condolence statements hint at one thing. Patel's loss will leave an irreplaceable void in the Congress party, which is quickly heading towards complete chaos. Congress leaders have told the Print that Patel was many roles molded into one. He had been instrumental in stitching alliances across various states. He was the one leader who had his ear close to the ground, so he knew seat sharing, ticket distribution and how to accommodate everyone all too well. So for instance, if anyone felt dejected after not getting a party ticket, Patel would know how to get that person accommodated in another foray. And having served as Sonia Gandhi's political secretary in the past, Patel continued to be seen as her right-hand man, someone she trusted completely. By virtue of that proximity, Patel wielded great power despite the fact that he was never a minister, not in UPA 1 or in UPA 2. He was arguably the most powerful leader after Sonia and Rahul in the party, and that made all the difference. What he was great at was backroom strategy, working quietly behind the scenes. But it wasn't just election strategy that was Patel's forte. The most important hat that he had donned was that of a crisis manager and a consensus builder, a role that is all too valuable for the Congress more now than ever as it grapples with the fissures that only keep deepening. Party leaders have said that Patel's absence will be felt all the more in the coming days as the Congress continues to deal with infighting in light of the Bihar results. With the party winning only 19 of the 70 seats it contested, several leaders like Kapil Sibbal and Ghulam Nabi Azad have called for introspection in the party and have alleged a leadership crisis, in fact, in the Congress. Now, Patel would ideally have been the right man, the perfect man to help out and listen to all the dissenters and just put the infighting to an end. Leaders say there is no fight that could not be resolved at his home. Such was his legacy. Party leaders have also described him as the one-window grievance redressal forum and aspiration fulfillment forum. From a bloc president to a state's chief minister, everyone would know that if there's one person who can solve their grievances, it is him. Patel would often play the role of unifier of different factions. So for instance, most recently, Patel helped avert the crisis triggered by the rebellion of Sachin Pilot and 19 other Congress MLAs in Rajasthan, which threatened to unseat the Ashok Gehlot government in August this year. Patel is believed to have met the rebels and not just assuaged Pilot's grievances, but also served as a mediator between him and Gehlot. Last year, Patel helped forge the unlikely alliance between the Congress and the NCP and the Shiv Sena in Maharashtra. The alliance kept the BJP out of office even though it emerged as the single largest party in the election. Now, these were all very difficult and tricky situations, but Patel knew just how to think on his feet quickly and act with grit and agility. It was also said that for the longest time, Rahul Gandhi did not particularly get along with Patel. He saw him as part of the system or the old guard. But at some point, he too had to acknowledge and accept what an asset Patel was to the party and that there is some merit in continuity. And why this is such a big loss for the party is that there isn't really anyone else at the moment who has the weight of the top leadership backing him or her or has the political astuteness to play so many roles at once and excel at them as Patel did. For instance, just in the last couple of months, since Patel's health deteriorated, the impact of it was felt in the day-to-day functioning of the party. To give an example, Patel was part of the 6-member special committee set up by Sonia Gandhi in September in the aftermath of the letter written by 23 leaders of the party demanding an active leadership. This committee was supposed to assist Sonia Gandhi in many affairs. It held its first meeting earlier this month to discuss the Bihar elections, but it did not particularly lead to any concrete conclusion or decisions because neither Sonia nor Patel were present there. This is just one of the many examples on how the day-to-day functioning took a toll ever since Patel got afflicted with coronavirus and his health began to deteriorate. And Sonia has also not been keeping well for some time, and now that followed with Patel's passing, the party is going to continue seeing somewhat of a stagnancy when it comes to decision making, something that it really can't afford at this point of time. Patel was also someone who acted as somewhat of a conduit between the top leadership of Sonia and Rahul and everyone else in the party. So if someone had to seek an urgent meeting with the leadership, he was the route via which it could be done. This sort of connection he enjoyed with people wasn't just limited to his party, but people across the political spectrum. He had a bond with every party's leaders, something that came very handy while stitching alliances. He could just pick up the phone and speak to people and stitch alliances, and the work would be done. The party will now have to think long and hard to come up with a trump card of sorts who could effectively try and fill in Patel's shoes, something that will undoubtedly be a very big challenge. Fatima Khan signing off for now. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe, and also tune in to our podcast tomorrow morning.